Welcome to The Exclusive. I'm your host, Sharon Tharp. I'm back with another interview for my Winner's Way In series, where every week I talk to a different previous winner of Big Brother. And I did not think I was going to be able to get this guy, but somehow it worked. So I'm very excited to introduce winner of Big Brother 12, Hayden Moss. Hayden, thank you for being here.
Hi, Sharon. Thanks for having me. And you have Rachel to thank for getting me on. Just want to give Rachel a shout out. She made the phone a friend, and so Rachel's the reason that I signed up.
Yes, I love Rachel. She always connects me to people. She's the best. I love her. Totally. Okay, before we dive into Big Brother and Survivor questions, which I know a lot of people sent in questions, what's new? Catch us up. How's life? What's up with you these days?
It's funny. Like I'm very much not in the reality TV world anymore. Like, you know, and after Big Brother, there was a few year span where I was doing all the reality events, kind of living, breathing, eating Big Brother, Survivor, all the other things. And then obviously I ended up on Survivor a couple of years after Big Brother too. So just that reality lifestyle and cycle just started to spin, and it was a blast. And I loved my time, and I had just such good experiences across the board with reality TV. But then I just kind of, I don't want to say grew out of it, but I got a real job, and, you know, I was an entrepreneur pursuing my own business. And to be honest, I didn't have the time to invest in watching. Like, Big Brother is a commitment. If you're going to watch Big Brother three nights a week, I didn't have time to watch it. Didn't have time to like travel and do all the things I was doing once before. So I just sort of grew out of it. Still have a ton of love for it, but sort of just kind of grew out of it and grew away from it.
Right. And you're living in Texas now, so you're like not near any events really happening anyway.
Yeah. Anymore. So for a long time, I was living in LA. So I was in LA back and forth. And then I actually moved home to Texas, kind of sort of near where my family lives, in 2020 during COVID. So COVID happened, LA shut down, and I made the move to Texas.
Yeah. I was going to ask if that was a conscious effort to like step back from the limelight a little bit. But I guess it also comes with age. Like, you just kind of grow out of that stuff too. It's probably.
And to be honest, I think like I was already away from the limelight, away from the reality TV world, even when I was still in LA. And then kind of it just all happened. Like 2020 happened. It was the right time for me to move back to Texas. And the move had nothing to do with me like stepping away from the limelight. It was more like, you know what? It's time to just kind of get out of the LA bubble, sort of.
Yeah, I get that. Yeah. Do you still get recognized at all, ever?
It's really funny. Obviously, when I first came off of Big Brother, it happened a lot more often.
Yeah.
Now it's few and far between, but occasionally I will get hit up at like a bar or a restaurant or whatever. I had a funny moment recently where a fan came up, and it was my girlfriend's first time seeing a fan come up and recognize me like in the wild and like in public. And my girlfriend's just like, what is going on? Obviously she knows I've been on TV before, but it wasn't around 10, right. 11 years ago, I guess 13 years ago when I was on Big Brother, when it was like actually happening a lot. So it's funny. It's just like, you know, so the answer is not very often, but occasionally somebody will still spot me.
Yeah. I was wondering, do they usually like spot you from Survivor or Big Brother?
I would say it's 50-50. Oh, okay. I think there's a Survivor season now that's like being, or there was a Survivor season that was being streamed on maybe Netflix or something.
Oh,
because the person that saw me, that the more recent one, had just streamed my season of Survivor.
Makes sense. Okay. Yeah. Maybe it was blood. Yeah, it had to be. Well, obviously it was Blood versus Water, but wondering if I hit Netflix, that might have been it.
Yeah.
Well, it's a good season. That,
or maybe they just bought it and streamed it. Who knows? But it was it was definitely like very unexpected.
Yeah. Okay. So I want to start with Big Brother. Have you, let's get this out of the way. I already know the answer to this question, but for the listeners, and I, like you kind of mentioned, it's a big commitment. Have you watched the show recently, or what's the last season you think you watched, if you recall?
No, I haven't watched recently. So this season, I have no clue. Like, I know that Ceree is on the season, and I've met Ceree before in the past. Loved her. She was a total sweetheart when I did meet her. So that's as much as I know. I don't know if she's still on, if she's not on. Like, I have no clue what's going on. Again, I'm not in the world of like even my feeds on my social, like I kind of just scroll through all the reality stuff now, unfortunately. Again, love my time in reality TV, had a blast, very grateful for it. But I don't have maybe the capacity. The last season I watched, so I know this season I haven't been keeping up. Last season, didn't watch at all, but I do know that Taylor won. Like I still see things, like bits and pieces, right? And then the last season that I actually watched, it's been a while. It was before All Stars.
Okay.
I don't know. I actually don't know the last season I actually watched.
Well, we'll get to All Stars because I have a few questions about what was going on there. But okay, so fair. You mentioned Ceri. Had you seen her seasons of Survivor? I forget like how big of a fan you were of Survivor or not.
Yeah, so I love Survivor. Did watch her seasons of Survivor. And she's a killer. And then I actually just watched her season of Traitors. I don't know if that's... You guys cover Traitors here too, but I watched Traitors more or less to kind of support Rachel. I saw it, I was on there. So I was like, Rachel, I have a couple other people that I know on there. Ceri, obviously one of them. And yeah, she's a killer. How's she doing on Big Brother, by the way? Is she doing good?
I think she's going to end up at least final three.
Yeah. I think where are they at? It's wild. How far are they?
I think they're at 9 people left, I think. Something. Hayden, this season is 100 days. I think you played 75.
I think I played a little less than that. I think ours was like 70.
Okay.
Probably around 70. But still, 70 and 100 is a completely different story.
Totally different. She's still in there. You know, I don't know if you know, she went in with her son, strangely. He was playing.
I think I did hear that.
Yeah. So he's gone, which I think is good for her game. But no one wants to take her out. I think it's just the struggle is, you know, that final HOH comp, and I don't think she's not very good at comp, so like she has to be taken to the end, so that'll be interesting if someone would take her, but it's wild, she's still in there and no one seems to think she's a threat.
Do the contestants, do they know who she is? Like, do they recognize the fact that she is who she is?
Yeah, there's one of the guys in there. His name is Corey. His brother was on Survivor. And so he's a diehard Survivor fan because his brother was on Survivor a couple seasons ago. And so he knows exactly who she is. And I guess they're just like not, they're in there so long. I think they just like forgot how much of a threat.
Yeah, but like, I feel like there's so many people that go on and they say they're a diehard fan. If he knew who she was and actually understood the game well, you gotta vote her out.
I don't know what they're doing. And he's going home, I think, this week. So
of course he is.
She's sailing.
Yeah.
Ceri did say on the feed, she was like, Big Brother is much harder than Survivor. I mean, she played Survivor 4 times, but I'm curious what you think, because you've obviously played both too. So what are your thoughts on that?
Two different games. Survivor is faster. Like it's a lot faster. So you have to really focus and play the long game with Big Brother. And it's like when you're planting seeds around the social aspect of it, it's the long game. It's like you'll drip kind of what you want to drip in people's ears versus like coming up and giving somebody like the full bit of information that they need to know so they can hurry and make decisions. So like, again, Big Brother is like a super long, slow, drawn out process and you can't overreact too quick. And it's so funny to think about it. Like when I was on Big Brother, I was 24. It's been a minute, right? So
yeah, totally different life.
Yeah. And it's looking back on it, it's a marathon in comparison to Survivor.
Yeah. I think that's what it is. I think she's so used to a faster game. Even the Traitors, I think, is just a few weeks, and like sitting in a house for 100 days. I mean, people are gonna drive you nuts. You're gonna get bored, you're gonna be like, get me out of here. So that's probably weighing on her as well.
For me it was 70 days ballpark. The mental part of Big Brother is harder. Obviously with Survivor you're starving, right? So physically Survivor is way harder, but the mental aspect of Big Brother, especially towards the end, like when you're in the house and there's 3 people left for an entire week, it's miserable. That's really bad.
That's the most boring part for viewers too. At the end, we're like, all right, just wrap this up already.
Totally. Yeah.
Well, I do want to go back a little bit. So I believe I read that you were recruited for Big Brother, but can you tell me a little bit about how you actually got on the show? Were you looking to be on reality TV at the time?
Yeah, no, not at all. So this is, I used to tell the story a lot. So I actually, yes, was recruited, but I was recruited for Survivor, not Big Brother.
Okay. Yes. I do think I remember this. Okay.
Yeah. I was on a flight, and one of the old casting coordinators, her name is Jodi Winczewski. I don't know if you've heard of her or not. She was on Amazing Race, Once Upon a Time. Anyway, so she recruited me on a flight, came and sat next to me on the plane and said, hey, would you ever want to do Survivor? And I was literally 23 years old at the time. I just finished playing college baseball. Like, I had a pretty bad knee injury the year before that. They kept me from playing ball. And it was like, I thought, okay, this lady is full of shit in the moment. Like, that was my thought. She's asking me, do I want to do Survivor? So I just said, yeah, I'm interested. And she goes, okay, well, send me some pictures tomorrow and then we'll go from there. So I did her pictures the next day. Not kidding. A week later, they flew me to LA and they put me through the casting process for Survivor. At the end of that casting process, they gave me my shots for international travel, the whole nine. And they basically said, okay, Survivor, you're going to be on. It was Survivor Nicaragua at the time.
Mm-hmm.
And I was too stoked then. I was like, hell yeah. All right, let's do it. So then I'm at home training for Survivor. Like, obviously, like, I had seen the show a lot in the past, but I'm training and I'm learning how to light fires and all this stuff. And then I get a call, I don't know, a couple weeks later. And they said, hey, sorry, we're not going to put you on Survivor. And at the time I was like, shit, really? Like, what happened? But then they said, but something else is going to come up. Somebody's going to give you a call. And I had no idea what it was. And then that afternoon, Robin Cass from Casting for Big Brother called me. Like, a day later, they flew me back to LA. I went through the process one more time for Big Brother. And then, I don't know, a week after that, they picked me up. So that's kind of like the quick and dirty version of what happened, but that's sort of the process. Recruited for Survivor, then got bumped over to Big Brother at the last minute because I think they needed somebody like, you know, the dumb jock to fill in.
Went on to win, the dumb jock.
Yeah.
Well, speaking of, so what, you won the game. I'm sure that's the best memory. But when you think back on season 12 of Big Brother, like, what sticks out? Like, what are the good memories? Like, what's the moment that you remember? Anything that sticks out for you?
Yeah. The brigade, like, my boys, you know, like, that was, we had so much fun. Like, again, not a care in the world. We're all just kind of like trying to survive another week so we can make another $550 at the time, you know, for our stipend. And obviously we all had bigger goals. I wanted to win the whole thing. And I actually have a really good story. I'll tell you the exclusive, a good story along the lines of like, pre Big Brother.
Okay.
And I've told some people this too before, but, this is wild and 100% a true story. And I don't know who I've told or not told as far as like getting this out onto like the internet, but So prior to getting even recruited for Big Brother, bizarre, but a very true story. Again, I'm setting context.
Oh my God, isn't that crazy? I'm like bracing myself.
Yeah. So I had a dream that I won $500,000, like exactly $500,000.
What?
Not kidding. Prior to even getting recruited for Big Brother. But in my dream, it was like, I won the lottery. I won like a weird, like, scratch off ticket for 500,000. And I remember waking up thinking, what? That was so weird. Like, why would I only win 500,000 when I could have won 1 million or 2 or 10 or whatever? Right.
Right. Weird number.
So then I get recruited for Survivor. I'm going through that process. Obviously the prize money is 1 million.
Yeah.
I didn't even know what Big Brother was at the time. Right. So then fast forward, I get the call from Robin Cass. I'm like, okay, sounds good. Yeah, I'll do it. And then I find out that the prize is $500,000. And then I'm like, okay, I'm going to win. And then in that moment, I knew immediately I was going to win.
That's
insane. That's a true story. 100% true story. Like, that's very real true story that happened.
Wow. Was this dream like months, years before, like fairly
No, no, no,
recent?
no. I'm talking like probably a month before.
Oh my God, are you some kind of like prophet or
No,
something?
definitely not. Just a weird moment, coincidence. Not a prophet, but I do think, God is good, and yeah, I think it was pretty awesome.
Wow, that's amazing. So you mentioned the brigade. Who do you still talk to from your season? If any.
Definitely Lane the most, or actually, yeah, Lane the most, because Lane lives in Texas, so I'll see Lane occasionally, once a year or so. But he actually just texted me. His birthday was last week or 2 weeks ago, so we were texting back and forth. So Lane the most, and then after that, probably I talked to Rachel the most, but that's still, once every couple of years. Like, I don't talk to anybody like that often anymore. But I got nothing but love for the whole season. The whole cast of season 12 was awesome.
Well, I do want to ask about Enzo. So let's just get into this right now. Big Brother 22, I remember because I was reporting on the rumors about who was going to be on the All-Stars. And TMZ posts something like Hayden Moss is going to be on Big Brother 22. Did you see that? Were you ever in the mix to go on the show? And like, what did you think? What was the whole thing there?
Yeah, so this is interesting. They have asked me to come back to a few different shows. CBS has. So they asked me to come back to Survivor twice after I got off Survivor. And they asked me to come back and go on Amazing Race when they did the kind of the reality version of Amazing Race. And I declined all three of those options. Like, I didn't go back for Survivor twice. I didn't go back on Race because I had other things going on in my life where I was kind of pursuing business and some other opportunities that I had. And then for All Stars, they did ask me for All Stars. And I actually said yes, and I was going to do it. And
I
then
know.
at the very, what's that?
I was like, I had a feeling that that's their your name didn't come out of anywhere. Like, I'm sure you were in the mix. So yeah, this makes sense.
Yeah, so they did ask me to do it. And then at the last minute, they pulled the plug on me. And I think it had to do, I think I'm politically too far conservative, or I'm a conservative politically. That's my opinion, but I don't really know. So it's like they ended up pulling the plug on me, and it was just kind of is what it is.
Interesting. Did Enzo like did you guys talk at all about like him going on the show? Did he call you for advice or anything like that?
No, I can't remember. I didn't talk to Enzo pregame. I think I had an idea that he was going, and I had a bunch of people call me pregame. It's like, hey, are you going to be on this season? And I told everybody no. But because it's like, I've been around, I've done this before. Also in Survivor, pregame alliances, sometimes they help, sometimes they don't. It's still, when you get in, you can play. So I don't remember who called me or not.
Well, I the
I
listeners
was
are
getting calls from
like,
everybody. Like, anytime there's a bring back season, like, not anymore, because people kind of know now that I'm way past all of this and probably not ever going to do TV again. But in the moment, back then, anytime there was a bring back season, I would get calls from everybody. Like, hey, you can do this, that. Like, so yeah. So no, I don't remember. Enzo didn't call me, or if he did, it wasn't anything monumental
Okay.
prior to going
So it
on.
wasn't Enzo. There's been some stuff going around about Daniel Donato and Janelle and all this stuff. So I don't know. Everyone pregame, so it's like kind of silly to point fingers at people. But yeah. My listeners are probably screaming at me because you just said so much stuff and they're probably like, "What? What?" So what seasons of Survivor were you called for and declined?
I can't remember. So the second,
Second chances, I have to imagine, right?
yeah, Second Chances, I was called for that one. Was who won Second Chances? Was that the one that Culpepper made?
Jeremy.
Who was second place? Was it Culpepper?
Was it Corn Pepper? Now I'm like blanking. No, he that was Game Changer. So Game Changers, I
Okay,
think.
so I got called for both of those then, Second Chances and Game Changers. Because the one that Culpepper got second place, I was supposed to. Or they called me on that one, and I said no to it. And there was one other time they called me that I said no. And I don't remember if it was because, when they film 2 seasons back to back. They don't really tell you, hey, what season you're going on. It's like, hey, are you interested or not?
Right.
At the time, I was pretty blunt. Like, no, I'm not. The time is not right for me to go back on Survivor.
Okay. I have some more Survivor questions. I'll just get to them. So, cause I was watching clips and I loved your season. I loved watching that season of Survivor. Do you look back on that like fondly, or is it still kind of, cause I know you like to win. So are you like, I wish I would have won.
I'm still pissed that I didn't win, to be honest. but I do look back on it fondly. Yeah. It's such a cool experience. Like one of the better experiences that I've had in my whole life. Like it's a really cool, unique, like, yeah, I did that. That's a badass experience. But I also, like, I was this close to probably winning the season. Like, for example, if Tyson draws the bad rock on the rock draw, I'd probably win. Like, it's not guaranteed, but almost a slam dunk that I win, because then I pretty much have everybody that's left looking to me for direction, including Monica and Jervis, like both of them. And where I run the most pissed, though, is the tribal. I think it would have been two tribals before that, if I remember off the top of my head, when we voted out Laura Moret. We could have voted out Tyson. Like, I had all of the votes lined up to vote out Tyson, and I decided to vote out Laura Moret first.
Okay.
And looking back, that was a mistake, giant mistake.
Probably, yeah.
I mean, no doubt, it was a massive, like the biggest mistake of the game.
Damn.
Yeah.
Oh, I just rewatched some of it. I mean, yeah, the rock draw tribal, I know it's probably like, it could have gone a couple different ways, but like, what do you remember about that night? Like, that was a wild tribal council.
I remember thinking that I was going to get voted out. Obviously, that was the goal. Yeah. They were trying to vote me out. And I was absolutely not going to go down without a fight. So I was kind of like letting everything fly. Like, I even remember there were moments in that tribal where I was throwing Monica under the bus for creating pregame alliances. I was throwing like things that they couldn't air. Like, and I was like letting it all out. And the reason I was doing that is because even though like there are things that don't air, the jury is still sitting there behind them, right?
Yeah.
So I can say things to Monica and Tyson and Jervis that the jury can see down the road that's not going to end up on the air. And then even things that Jeff knows, the producers know. And now I was literally let everything out. Like, I let all of it out and was like just fighting my ass off to try to stick around and stay. And obviously we ended up getting Sierra to flop.
Yep.
And then stick with us and go to the rock draw.
Wow, that's wild. I mean, I wonder, because you were on Big Brother, you're aware of jury management, and also they're sitting there on Survivor, they're laughing. So that's interesting that you would play a little bit to the jury, even though you don't, you're like, I don't care if it airs on TV, like they need to hear this stuff. Cause I don't know, do people do that often? I feel like I've never heard them really talk about
it. I can say on my season, it didn't happen a lot. Obviously the very last tribal, people are trying to appeal to the jury, cause that's when you're essentially making your votes, right? So like, you know, Tyson and Jerv and Monica all kind of giving their spiel to me as we're making the votes. But throughout, I would say earlier in the game, it doesn't typically happen where they're like really appealing to the jury.
Makes sense. I wonder if that's also, Monica is very like, got very emotional when you went up to say your question or whatever at the finale. She was just, I was watching and I'm like, oh, I don't even remember this. But maybe that has something to do with it too. Stuff we didn't see. Very interesting.
Yeah. And by the way, I love Monica and Brad. They're some of my favorites. And like, I had met Monica and Brad prior to the season. Like, I knew them because Monica had obviously been on Survivor before. Right. So then Brad came in. So I had met them. I met them at an event, maybe in Florida at one time. And then we kind of became friends ish and I was dating Kat, right? So Kat had known Monica. I'm trying to think of the way that it all happened, right? But then I was in dating Kat, so we were in Orlando at some point. We had gotten a call for Survivor. Kat gets a call from Monica, and then me and Kat, Monica and Brad went to dinner pregame, and it was just like this whole thing. Like, it's just, it happened. It's part of
the game. All returning seasons for any reality show.
Yeah.
I mean, Okay, so you stay in touch with, well, at one point you stayed in touch with Monica. Who else do you, I guess, talk to, if anyone, from Survivor?
I actually saw Tyson like 2 weeks ago when I was in Arizona.
Oh.
Randomly. Like I work, I'm a consultant now, and I connected Tyson and somebody that I work with just together because it was helpful. So I was in Arizona. I called Tyson, got him connected. He came and met me. We had lunch together. Just kind of caught up and shot the shit. So, but I don't, Monica and Brad occasionally, I chat with them or text with them on occasion. Trying to think of who else. Chase, yeah. Chase Rice. Like I see and talk to Chase.
Oh my God, I forgot he was on that season.
Honestly, probably I talked to him more than anybody else from reality TV, I would bet. Ben Henry.
Oh, okay.
Even though they weren't on my season, but like,
yeah, I'm like, wait,
the guys that I ended up becoming friends with them, and I talked to them probably more than anybody else.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
You brought up Kat. You went into the game as her loved one. Was it a disadvantage or an advantage? And like, did you feel like once she wasn't there anymore, you can kind of play your own game? Like, talk to me about that. Like playing with someone else.
Having a loved one is definitely a disadvantage in a game like that. Like, mm-hmm. There's no doubt. Cause then you're playing for two people the whole time. Like, I'm worried about not only me, her, and then guess what? You know, is your loved one saying things that you're not totally aware of? Like, even though she probably has my best interest at heart, sometimes people just say things or make mistakes. So, and not just me, like I'm talking about like,
yeah,
you know, Sierra and Laura Moret or Aris and Vetus or, you know, Monica and Brad, like it goes on and on and on, where anytime there's two people, there's that added layer of dynamic that just, it complicates things.
For sure. And what about your, I guess, going in, what did people, was there a perception of you like, oh, he's from Big, I mean, I know Jervis thinks that, but like, he's from Big Brother, he already won. Like, do you think that hurt your game?
It didn't help. Like, yeah. You know, like I for sure was a more of a perceived threat because of, I had won already.
Yeah.
But I would say my experience on Big Brother was more valuable than the perceived threat from other people. So like I had an advantage over the other loved ones that had never played before.
Never played a game, never been on TV. You've been, you know, yeah, you can kind of navigate that stuff a little easier. In terms of, oh, so did you, you were a fan of Survivor, but like, were you familiar with Tyson's game and Jervis's game? Like, did you know them before going in?
Yeah, definitely Tyson's game. So Jervis, mm-hmm. I did watch his season, but it was
so long.
Pretty old school. Yeah. So I wasn't as familiar with him. Tyson's season had happened, you know, I don't know, not too much earlier than mine, maybe like 5-6 years. So I had seen a season, was familiar. And then, by the way, when I thought I was going on, like I prepare and I'm meticulous. So for example, when I knew I was going on Big Brother, I was in, they put me in sequester in a hotel, right? Prior to the season. And I was in there for a week. And I'm not kidding. I watched season 1 through 11 in what? 1 week's time. Because I was in a hotel room. I had nothing else to do, right? So it's like I can choose to dick around, or I can choose to like watch season 1 through 11 and be productive with my time and try to like prepare. So I literally watched all 1 through 11 in 7 days in sequester. Now, Survivor was similar in the fact that, you know, I was on season 27. So I watched basically all of the seasons, call it 15 through 26 again, even though I had seen them already once, as I was kind of knowing I was going to go back.
Okay. And so you had already known who you wanted to work with, who you didn't want to work with going into Survivor.
I didn't know exactly who was going to be on, except for I knew Monica and Brad. I had speculation about other people. Like I kind of thought Tyson, somebody had whispered Tyson was going on. But I didn't know a ton of people. But then once you get into Ponderosa, right, then you're kind of like scoping everybody up. Everybody has their own handler, so you're not supposed to talk to everybody or anybody. But you're like, okay, yeah, there's Tyson. There's Aris and Vetus. Okay, Brad, what's up? Run, you know, like And I still, you don't really know who you want to work with until you're really out there on the island.
Yeah, because you and Monica didn't end up really, I mean.
Exactly.
That's so interesting.
That's exactly my point.
Wow. That's wild. And I didn't know that you guys were like close. So like now if I went back and watched it, I'd probably see a different view.
Yeah.
That's so interesting. Okay. Yeah. So you mentioned you turned down Survivor a couple times. Any interest in ever playing again? Or are you like, that's done?
Somewhere in the middle of those two.
Cause I've been disappointed that we haven't seen you. Cause I think it was the fight that you had, like you said, during those tribal councils, you were like, I'm not leaving. Like I want to win this game. And that's so, I think, refreshing for people to see. So like, yeah, I think people are disappointed that we haven't seen you back, but at least you've been asked. That makes me feel better. I thought they were just kind of ghosting you or something. I'm like, what?
Yeah, no, I think it was one of those. Yeah. They've asked me twice for Survivor, once for Race. I don't want to say never again, but it's also probably not in the cards. That's sort of where I think it lies currently.
Okay. Well, let me ask that about Big Brother. Is Big Brother a no-go, or what would that have to look like for you to return?
Big Brother is probably a no. Like for, especially now, like after what happened in 2020 when I said yes and then they said no.
Right.
A, that kind of pissed me off. And B, 100 days is a long time. Is it still only $500,000 or is it $1 million now?
It's 750 now.
Yeah, which is not enough. Like,
because there's a lot of like, why don't we do Big Brother like all winners in like a shortened season? Would you do something like that? Like a 3 week, 4 week season?
If it was a 3 or 4 week season and it was all winners, I would be interested. Yes.
Okay.
But if it's 100 days long and it's 750 and then no.
I know. I think there's people who'd be losing money going on the show. Like,
yeah. Especially if you don't win. Like if you don't win and you know, it's yeah.
Okay. Very interesting. I know we keep going back from Survivor to Big Brother, but people submit so many questions. Okay. What else do we not cover? Oh, in terms of, are other winners, like you have a relationship with Rachel. So if you did play an all winner season, like, do you talk to any other winners?
Occasionally, but not often. So Rachel would be one that obviously she called me for this. Like I love Rachel. I talked to Dan, occasionally, who else that are winners? Honestly, that's probably it. That are winners. Oh, Josh Martinez.
Oh, okay. Love Josh.
Yeah, me too. Love Josh. Nice. Josh is awesome. Big fan of Josh.
Same.
Trying to think who else.
I know.
Who else are winners? So like the ones I can think of are all, you know, older seasons. Like the season after mine was Rachel. Before that, it was Jordan. Josh was around that time. Andy, don't talk to him. Ian, don't talk to him.
Derek and Cody.
I don't talk to Cody at all. And honestly, I don't really talk to Derek either. Mm. But I have talked to Derek a few times on the phone over the years and seems great, but I don't really know a whole lot about him.
Yeah. Well, this makes sense. So I'm assuming you didn't watch All Stars because you were probably pissed at the time.
Not even one episode.
Yeah. I feel like I would be the same way. I'm like, no, I'm not even going to. But you know that Enzo went to the final two.
Yeah.
Lost. But it's funny because like a lot of people, but they say like you're in Cody's kind of have a similar kind of, because you both have strategic game, very social, everyone like very likable, and the physical part of it. And so it's interesting that you didn't watch, because I feel like you guys are probably more similar than some other winners, which actually brings me to a question. So one of the things Big Brother people are always weighing in the end, like how much comp wins actually matter. And I think this has probably evolved over the years, but yeah, how do you kind of weigh? So it's like comp wins, the strategic part, the social part, And I just watched your final speech, and that's exactly what you brought up. And you that comp wins were really important. So yeah, that's just like something that people talk about. And I was just curious what your thoughts are in terms of like crowning a winner. What is the most important part?
Yeah, honestly, the most important part is developing relationships with the jury. Like comp wins are important and it's a part of the resume, but if you have a good relationship, they're going to vote for you over not. Yep. All day long. And if it was just with comp wins, you also have to kind of balance it, right? If you win too much too early, then you're a threat and you get voted out. So it's like, even on Big Brother, I threw or lost on purpose a lot of different competitions early on in the game where it's like, whether I would have won or not, who knows? Because, you know, if I threw it halfway in to be perceived as a non-threat. Right. And then the same thing on Survivor. Like I threw a bunch of comps on Survivor. Did you? Like the whole first half of the season where I knew I was safe. Like I was throwing comps left and right until I realized that I was no longer safe.
Yeah.
Because again, you don't want to be perceived as that threat. Yep. So, yeah.
Interesting. Okay. Well, so yeah. And you won a bunch of HOH is your season. So I was just curious about that.
But I think it's like, it's a great thing. Like when you get down there, like if you can make it to the end and have a whole bunch of comp wins, then that's awesome. Like that's great for your resume.
For sure. You were talking about jury management. You won 4-3. Talk to me about finale night and like going in where you thought the votes were going to go and if anyone surprised you. Because the people that didn't vote for you, obviously Rachel and Brendan, I don't think you were getting along at that point. And then Brittany, who obviously was very close to Lane. But like, what did you think going in the finale was going to happen?
Honestly, I should have won 6-1. Like if I'm being 100% honest, it should have been 6-1. Everybody voted for me except for Brittany for Lane. That's what should have happened. But Rachel and Brendan were bitter over something that I didn't even do.
Does she admit that today?
I don't know if she does or not. Like, yeah. In fact, like this is so long ago, but Enzo gave Brendan an inappropriate nickname. And because of the inappropriate nickname, I'm not going to bring it up now. They were bitter at me. And that's literally the reason they didn't vote for me.
Wow.
According to them.
Okay. Well, you still won, but yeah, it was a little
close. I love Rachel, love Brendan, but that was just like a funny moment where it's like, you guys almost cost me $500,000 over something that Enzo did, not even me.
Gosh, I probably knew that, but like over the years, I just forget things. But yeah, that kind of makes sense.
That was something that didn't really happen on the show, right? So they didn't vote for me. I had no idea why. Like, how did you not vote for me over Lane? That was my thought in my brain. Again, love Lane to death too, but I played a better game.
Yeah.
So in the moment, I thought that Rachel and Brendan would vote for me also. And then again, after the show was over, they explained to me why they didn't. And I was like, well.
I mean, that is the part where you, like, people have to people aren't going to vote for people they don't like, right? Like if you treat people well, like they'll probably vote for you. That obviously was a misunderstanding or whatever and Enzo's fault, but it is true. It's people have to like you to want to, you know, very rarely are you going to vote to give someone $1 million or money if you just don't like them.
Totally. As people. A la Russell Hands, right? Like nobody's ever going to vote for Russell Hands to win the game because he's a turd.
Yep. Have you been sent? I mean, they mentioned the brigade like a few times this season. Is anyone sending you clips or telling you?
Yeah. So I got recently the clip on Instagram where there was like flashback of, you know, the brigade kind of forming or whatever. And some of the guys on the season were bringing it up or talking about it, chatting about it. Yeah. And I think like one of the guys knew who the brigade was and the other three are like, what? Like, that's so long ago.
Yeah. Well, to be fair, they were probably like 12 when it aired.
Literally babies.
Yeah. Well, I was going to say, so in terms of Big Brother, it's 13 years, but Survivor, it's 10 years this year. I was looking at the date. It was your season was airing now, fall 2010, which is interesting. It's crazy. It's
crazy that it's been that long. Time flies. Yeah. Like it's really wild.
Yeah. But I do want to ask about the brigade because you didn't watch season 23, but there was the Alliance, the Cookout that kind of had a similar strategy, different missions, but you know, you have a core alliance and then you all have like a +1 almost.
Yeah.
And I'm interested to know, and this is results oriented because you won, so I'm sure you don't regret anything. But do you think had you kept Matt and you guys hadn't cut him that you would have gotten to the end?
Matt was too smart for his own good. And I'm very happy we cut him when we did. And he wasn't being totally truthful to us either about a lot of different things. So, you know, at the time, it was really hard to cut him, but it was definitely the right decision to make at the time. Yeah. If we wouldn't have cut him, would we have made it to the end? It would have been a totally different game. Because I think Matt honestly would have tried to cut me sooner rather than later. It's just kind of my perspective.
Yeah.
So again, it was the right time to cut him when we did. And now I'm thinking about comparing my game on Big Brother to Survivor. It's like I was in a good place with Tyson. I should have cut him earlier, 2 weeks earlier. We didn't cut him. We kept Laura Moret instead. And then it came back to bite me in the ass.
Okay. So maybe the move is, when you have the shot, you got to take it, even if you're scared or even if you're like, worried. Okay. Interesting.
And at the end of the day, if you don't make moves, you don't win. It's like, you can try to play the under the radar game. And some people can play that game and make it far and end up winning with that game. But I think certain cast types can't make it to the end and win that way. Somebody like Jordan Lloyd can. She can fly under the radar, make it to the end and win. But somebody like Josh Martinez probably can't.
No.
You know what I mean?
Well, it's funny because you were telling Sierra, you were like, this is a big move. Because like during that tribal council, you're like, this is a big move for your resume. So it's just so funny when you're aware of that stuff in the game.
And by the way, if you're not thinking about that stuff during the game, then you're not really playing the game.
Right.
That's it. Like, you're not really playing if you're not forward thinking about, okay, how is this going to be perceived by the jury? How is this going to be perceived? You know, sure. Also the audience, the producers have a big hand in the game. Like, if you're making big moves and playing big moves, well, then the producers are building a storyline around you. If they're building a storyline around you, they want to keep you around. Like, that's the way it all works. So making big moves is a smart strategy. As long as you can make big moves that put you in a better position versus a worse position.
Right.
If that makes sense.
Yeah. Make the move, but if you can make it a little flashy without pissing too many people, you know, like maybe that's the move. I don't know.
Be like bold with strategy. It's like, you got to make a big move, but do it the right way with strategy.
Yeah. I think it's so circumstantial. And this is why I want to ask one of these questions. So there's a theory some people have that the Brigade broke Big Brother, just in terms of that if you have an alliance like this, who have a plus one, like, it's pretty foolproof, right? But I tend to think like it's so circumstantial based on who is in the alliance and how trust, you know, that. So like, what do you think about this theory?
I think it holds pretty true. If you have a group of people that are like-minded, that you can genuinely trust, then yes, it breaks the game. But finding that group of people is like, everybody's a snake. Everybody's out to win the game, right? So it's figuring out, can you read your group of people? And are you socially intelligent enough to understand when somebody's being truthful or not? Like, sure, that, you know, again, Enzo and Lane, in my opinion, were pretty loyal throughout the whole game. Yep. Matt obviously was not. Like, there's a reason we cut him, right? Like, we had like a feeling about Matt that was just, again, I love Matt, and I wanted to keep him to the end, but I thought, okay, there's something going on. We gotta get rid of him. Let's get rid of him now while we can.
Yeah. Well, you were picking up on the vibes too. He was hanging out with like Reagan and like, you were picking up on the vibes. And that's also something I don't think everyone has, is that self-awareness and that like, you can feel the changes in relationships between people.
100%. And it's everything. It's that feeling, it's body language. It's when you're communicating with somebody, are they looking at you in the eyes? Are they looking around? Are they being shifty? Like, it's all of those things play a factor in kind of the overall feel to the game.
I think a lot of, not a lot, there's been people who have tried to replicate what the brigade has done. Some are successful, like the cookout, who actually got to the final six with all of them. And then there's, you know, not so successful ones, even though, even this season, I feel like we kind of had like an onion alliance that did not work. So yeah, that's interesting that, but the brigade, I feel like gets brought up every few seasons. You'll hear about them, you know, hear about you guys.
Yeah. It's fun. It's fun knowing that we put a little stamp on Big Brother. Like we will always have like a little piece of Big Brother history. The brigade will.
Yeah. You know what I wanted to ask? Who did they want you to be your partner on Amazing Race?
They asked me if I would go with Enzo.
Oh, okay.
And at the time, I didn't even tell Enzo or talk to him about it, to be honest. And I still haven't. I've never even told anybody that until just now. So I just, when they called me, I wasn't in a place where I could do it. And they said, okay, well, what if your partner was Enzo? And then it was like, hey, I'm sorry, I'm not in a place where I can do this right now. So, and again, would have been awesome. And looking back, it's like, yeah, maybe I should have done that and it would have been fun. But also, I probably made the right decision because I've got myself into a pretty good place now. So it's, you know, it's, you got to sacrifice some things to do other things.
Yeah. It all works out. Like, and then you mentioned the Traitors and you mentioned Dan, did you see he's going to be on the next season of the Traitors?
I did not actually. It's funny. Yeah. No, I didn't see that, but I Dan will do well on Traitors.
Janelle, it's him and Janelle from Big Brother. Those are the two. Yeah. So it'll be interesting.
There's no way they make Dan the traitor.
I think they're always going to be sus of him anyway. So it'd be silly. It'd be like so obvious if they made him the traitor, but maybe they double bluff and make him the traitor because you would assume like there was no way they would make it. Does that make sense?
Yeah, totally.
So I don't know. Either way, it'll be really fun to watch.
What character is Janelle going to be? Like, okay, so how many seasons of Traitors has there been? Just one so far, right?
One US, and then there's UK, Australia, a couple other countries, which they're good. I would recommend them. They're pretty good. But no, just one and three one. So that's it.
Yeah, but I did. I told you I did watch that season. I actually enjoyed it. It was cool. It's funny. Janelle will be a funny character to me on Traitors.
I think she'll be like a mix of like Kate Chastain and Rachel. Like, I don't know. Like
totally spot on.
Just like causing drama and like, it'll be fun. I love it. I'll
not giving a shit either.
No. Just making good television. Like, she's like, I probably won't win. It's fine. Just causing drama.
Yeah.
And then Parvati and Sandra are on it too from Survivor.
Awesome.
So it'll be fun. But Hayden, have you thought since you watched, were you like, I could probably do this show?
I mean, you never know. Like I think it's a funny social game experiment. Like Siri was so good and everybody else as the traitor, in my opinion, they just weren't very good. Like, but Siri killed it. Like Siri will probably be the best trader ever. What was the other guy's name with the long
Cody
hair?
Cody or Christian?
Christian was awful.
Awful.
Cody was not very good either as a trader.
He admits it. I just talked to him. He knows.
Yeah.
He's like it's not my game.
Again, I don't know Cody well. I've heard great things about him, but. And obviously really good at Big Brother, but Traitor was not his best performance.
No.
And then like Rachel, like I also got a kick out of everybody, and I don't even remember the names, but people that were so confident saying, I know they're the traitor. I know they're the traitor. And Rachel was one of those people. Like, I know, you know, so-and-so is the traitor. And then it was just wrong after wrong after wrong after wrong. And that was really kudos to Siri. For being such a killer.
I mean, that was just like the epitome of Suri's social like skills, I guess, or whatever you want to call it. Cause it was just masterful almost. Very cool to watch. But yeah, as we wrap up here, Hayden, thank you for talking with me about all this stuff. But I always ask my guests, you know, can you give my listeners like a little exclusive, maybe something we don't know about you, whether it's from your time on reality TV or casting or shows you might have been on. Can you give us anything?
I kind of gave some of those already where I was thinking, okay, that's like a nugget that people don't really know.
Have you ever been called for any other show? Like The Challenge, have they ever called you for that?
No.
That's shocking to me.
Yeah, no.
But I guess you were right before they started bringing CBS people on.
Yeah, and I think when they cut me from All Stars, I put my middle finger in the air and said, don't call me ever again.
Yeah.
And I think that's probably part of it also.
That's fair.
So that's probably has to do with it, if I was going to guess. But I'm also not 25 anymore. You know, there's a big difference. I'm 37 years old.
Yeah.
Going against a lot of those guys are younger and bigger and like, you know what I mean?
And they've never tried to get you on a dating show. I feel like I would have saw that.
Dating show? No.
No
dating show.
Interesting.
I mean, I've had like casting recruiters like in my DMs asking me, hey, would you do this show? Or hey, would you? But it's always just like, you know, I'm never going on a dating show ever.
Well, thank you, Hayden. It was so lovely talking with you. I appreciate you being so open. But yeah, and for my listeners, I'll be back next week with another winner. And please like and subscribe. And I'll be back on Friday with an exit interview. So thank you, Hayden.
Of course. Thank you. Talk to you later.